These days, I've met a man that is 54 years old, and I want to tell you his story. This man is a taxi driver. During all his life, he tried to work in many different areas, but he found himself, he found his purpose and what he liked doing by driving other people around, taking people to where they needed to go. He has been a taxi driver for 20 years of his life. This man is middle class man, you know, he's not poor and he is not rich. He is in the middle class. That means he has some comfort. He does not go through any difficulty in terms of food. His family is okay, you know, and he lives a pretty comfortable and happy life. On what it concerns, what he likes doing, that is barbecuing, drinking, and well, just having fun, you know. One thing though, actually, this man did not do or does not do and hasn't been doing is this man, because of the lack of time of his profession, he has never exercised, never paid much attention or given much attention to his health. In fact, because of the lack of attention to his health, and also because of not exercising, because of poor food, you know, junk food, beers, cigarettes, and etc., this man has acquired or has got diabetes for over 10 years. And actually, he also went through a heart surgery 10 years ago. And yeah, well, nowadays this man is 54 years old. And well, you might imagine, my God, the guy is pretty, let's say, young for his age. He's just 54 and he has all these sort of problems. Yes. I haven't told you yet, but this man last week went through a heart surgery again. This time, a much riskier, much more complicated, much more complex heart surgery. A surgery that took 9 hours to be finished. 9 long hours to be done. And in that surgery, of course, involved many risks. Such as, well, a heart attack, you know, that could simply take his life in 1 second. That man, ladies and gentlemen, is my father. That man is called Nelson Aguiar Santos, or commonly known as the father of Bruno Aguiar Santos. Me, the person that is speaking to you right now. Last week, we, all of our family, got the conclusion that time is really precious, especially with those of our family. Time is goddamn precious. However, we needed, or our family needed, this very risky and very complicated, stressful, painful event to learn that time is precious. That life is precious. And, ladies and gentlemen, I know that might be obvious, but life has an end. All lives have an end. One day, sooner or later, we are all gonna die. However, in our daily lives, in our daily routine, with our daily problems, with our preoccupations and many things to do, and with our tiredness, with our stress and responsibilities, etc., we do not remember that. And because we do not remember that, there are many consequences. One, we don't give much attention or we don't give much love for those of our family or for our families. Number two, as we believe that, oh, I can do this tomorrow, we don't study. We don't practice physical exercise. We don't do what we have to do. We don't finish our responsibilities. Oh, I'm going to do this tomorrow. I will start next week. That, ladies and gentlemen, those two things are super duper important. And we should consider them every, let's say, moment, every second of our lives. Do whatever you have to do. Pay attention to those you care, those you love, and study and go and exercise and do whatever you have to do now, today. Or you're going to be waiting what? You're waiting what? You're going to be waiting for an event such as like that one that I have just described to you. I don't know if you're going to like that because, well, I have been, let's say, following and accompanying my father through his recuperations, through his recovery. And ladies and gentlemen, I can assure you that is not very happy at all. That is not pleasant. That is not comfortable at all. All of his life, he had comfort. He could eat whatever he wanted. He did not pay attention to his exercise. He did not study. And in one week, everything, he lived all of his theory that, oh, I'm going to do whatever I want today because life can finish tomorrow. In 1 week, ladies and gentlemen, that theory went off. That theory did not exist anymore because he percepted that life is much better when we do our part, when we do what we have to do. Because in these difficult moments, there is only one thing, actually, one person that can save us. And that person is not in this world. That person is up there, you know? That person is up there. You might call it Father, you might call it God, you might call it Jehovah, you might call it Allah, whatever you call him, her, whatever. That's the only person that can help you if you do not do your part. So, my final message here for you, my conclusion here for you is time is precious. Time is precious. Do not procrastinate. Do not push off. Do not put off what you have to do today. Do it. If you have to learn English, learn it. Study it. If you have to start physical exercise because you know it is important, and I talk about it almost every week, almost every week, no. I talked about this topic last podcast episode, and I talk about it every single day on my Instagram. Do it. If you have to hug those who love you, do it. Stop wasting time. Stop wasting time. Life is now. Time is precious. Just like the Nike slogan says, just do it. So I invite you, my friend, let's do it. Let's just do it. Okay? Because, well, one day, I hope we never have this day, but when this day comes, I'm sure I will be able to say, okay, I've done my part. Now, God, it's your part. That's it. Ladies and gentlemen, time is precious. Let's fucking do it. Thank you very much, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.